Clil, Literature. Exercise 2, page 108.
The Old Man and the Sea. He began to row out of the harbour in the dark. There were other boats from the other beaches going out to sea, though he could not see them now the moon was below the hills. Sometimes someone would speak in a boat, but most of the boats were silent. Each fisherman headed for the part of the ocean where he hoped to find fish. In the dark, the old man could feel the morning coming. As he rowed, he heard a sound as flying fish jumped out of the water. He was very fond of flying fish. They were his friends on the ocean. He was sorry for the birds that were always flying and looking, but almost never finding anything. He was rowing steadily, and it was no effort for him, since the surface of the ocean was flat. As it started to get lighter, he saw he was already further out than he had hoped to be at this hour. Before it was really light, he had four baits out. Now the man watched the sticks over the side of the boat and rowed gently to keep the line straight up and down and at their proper depths. Slowly, the sun rose from the sea. The old man could see the other boats in the distance closer to the shore. He kept his line straighter than anyone else did, so that at each level there would be a bait waiting exactly where he wished it to be for any fish that swam there. Other fishermen let their lines move with the current, so they didn't know how far down they were. "I may have no luck anymore," he thought. "But who knows? Maybe today. It is better to be lucky, but I would rather be exact. Then, when luck comes, you are ready." Ernest Hemingway, 1952.